This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. On his final day of campaigning before tomorrow's election, U.S. President Donald Trump declared that in his second term, quote, we will drain the Washington swamp and we will save the American dream, end quote. Speaking in the battleground state of North Carolina on Monday, the president promised an economic recovery amid the coronavirus pandemic. He promised to mass distribute a COVID-19 vaccine within a few weeks. Health officials, including those in Trump's administration, predict most Americans are unlikely to be inoculated before early or mid-2021. Mr. Trump is holding 5 rallies in 4 states today. The Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, said today in Cleveland, Ohio, that, quote, the first step to beating the virus is beating Donald Trump, end of quote. With COVID-19 cases spiking in battleground states recently, the pandemic has overshadowed many other campaign issues. Battleground states are populous states where the majority of opinion and thus the state's electoral college votes could decide the final outcome of the election. The candidates have been focused on those states in the final days of campaigning. The coronavirus has killed at least 231,000 people in the United States and infected more than 9.2 million. That's the most of any country in the world, according to Johns Hopkins University. Mr. Biden was spending Monday in 2 neighboring battleground states, Ohio and Pennsylvania. At a drive-in rally in Cleveland, Ohio on Monday, Mr. Biden said, quote, we're done with the chaos, the tweets, the anger. He added, the character of America is literally on the ballot, end of quote. National polls show the former vice president with about an 8-point lead over the incumbent, but the race is significantly tighter in battleground states. VOA News. A federal judge has rejected a Republican effort to invalidate nearly 127,000 votes in Houston, Texas. Monday's ruling concerned ballots cast at drive-through polling centers in Harris County that were established because of the coronavirus pandemic. The lawsuit was brought by conservative Texas activists who've objected to expanding voting access. Harris County is the 3rd largest county in the nation and a crucial battleground in Texas. Texas normally skews Republican, but this year the Republican Party is bracing for the closest election in decades. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has condemned the arrest of a group of pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong, calling the action, quote, a clear abuse of law enforcement for political purposes, unquote. Pompeo made the remarks in a statement issued Monday by the State Department. Pompeo said the Hong Kong government's harassment and intimidation of pro-democracy representatives and its attempts to stifle dissent, quote, are stark examples of its ongoing complicity with the authoritarian Chinese Communist Party, end of quote. He accused the party of seeking to dismantle Hong Kong's autonomy. At least 7 people were arrested on Sunday, among them current and former lawmakers. Hong Kong police confirmed the arrests were in connection to scuffles that broke out in the city's legislature during a face-off between pro-democracy and pro-Beijing lawmakers earlier this year. Several gunmen entered Kabul University Monday morning and opened fire, killing at least 19 people and wounding more than 20 others. Islamic State's local branch, IS Khorasan Province, claimed responsibility for the attack. That's according to the site Intel Group. Students and faculty rushed out of classes and tried to escape the campus, some even climbing the barbed wire walls of the university to get to safety. A video uploaded to Twitter by an Afghan news channel shows students running as gunshots are heard in the background. Security forces cordoned off the area. Several armored security vehicles could be seen outside the university. And a spokesman for the Ministry of the Interior said the security forces were combing the university campus but moving slowly to avoid civilian casualties. The most powerful typhoon of the year so far has killed at least 20 people in the Philippines, but spared many more because of preparedness and a weakening of the storm earlier than expected. Typhoon Goni made landfall as a super typhoon with sustained winds up to 225 kilometers per hour. The deaths were reported in the eastern provinces of Albay and Catanduanes. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.